By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
Glenn Campbell passed away yesterday at the age of 81 from Alzheimer's disease. He was best known for songs like Rhinestone Cowboy and, of course, Here, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Other musicians talked about working with Campbell in the 2008 documentary, The Wrecking Crew.
Glenn came up with great ideas. And his solos were just super. And then all of a sudden, he's a singing star. Well, he always could sing. We used to kid him about, oh, he's standing up and singing now. He's going to be a big star. But he became a big star.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and the path is free to walk. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Glenn Campbell.
I mixed actually the first record, that record that he made for Capitol. I mixed that record. And it was like a really surprise to see him come in and say, I'm singing on this record. I'm going to, you know. And the record was a hit.
Campbell called the Valley home for many years and is closely associated with the Phoenix area. With me to talk about his impact on music and the Valley's music scene is Nikki D'Andrea, executive editor for Times Media Group. And Nikki, let's take that big question first. What was Glenn Campbell's impact on music and on the music industry?
The big thing about Glenn Campbell was he created a bridge between pop and country that really hadn't existed before. He won 4 Grammy Awards in 1964 in pop and country categories. And up until that point, there really hadn't been much crossover. So in that way, he really helped to bring country music into the mainstream. But he also had an impact on some of the most major musicians that we think about in the 60s. He was a session player, a musician's musician, multi-instrumentalist. So he recorded with Bobby Darin, Nat King Cole, Elvis, Frank Sinatra. And a lot of people forget that he also played guitar on Pet Sounds, the famous Beach Boys album, and toured with the Beach Boys in late 1964, early 65, playing bass and singing falsetto. So very diverse musician, known for being a great interpreter and translator of songs. So most of his biggest hits, he didn't actually write. But he had a way of taking someone else's song and making it sound so much like his own.
So is it fair then to draw maybe a straight line from Glenn Campbell back in the 60s to a number of the country musicians of today who are considered more pop almost in some ways than country?
Absolutely. I think it would be completely appropriate to say that there's a direct line.
What is Glenn Campbell's impact on Phoenix? I mean, people here hold him so close, even though he wasn't from here, but it seems like he had a significant impact on music here and just sort of on the general culture here.
Absolutely. Part of it is obviously the association with the song, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. But during the time that he lived here, back in the 60s and the 70s especially, was like kind of the great, I don't want to use the phrase honky-tonk era, but like Mr. Lucky's was open and
sure,
kicking, JD's, Waylon Jennings was playing there. And so when Glenn Campbell was here, it was really at a time that we had a large concentration of successful national and internationally known country stars. And he was kind of the elder statesman of all of them. But one thing that a lot of people don't think about is his connection to another Arizona country star that lived here, which was Tanya Tucker. And they lived here together for a while and, you know, were a couple for a time. And I think that he, in many ways, had an impact on her music around that time as well.
So looking back, I mean, how would you describe the evolution of his music? You talked about him mm-hmm. playing with the Beach Boys very early mm-hmm. on, a wide variety of kinds of music that he could play. As his career moved along, how did his sound change?
Well, it's interesting because it became, I think, more country than it was when he, you know, made his breakthroughs in the 60s. He was really a kind of a mix of pop and country. Rhinestone Cowboy is certainly a country song, but it's got a little bit of that pop kind of glitter overtone to it. To me, the most significant change in his music, I mentioned earlier that he was more of a multi-instrumentalist and musician's musician than a songwriter. But interestingly, in his later years, he was writing songs. And one of the last songs that he wrote was on his 2014 album, I'll Be Me. And it's interesting. It's a song called I'm Not Gonna Miss You. And it's a very personal song. And it's basically to his wife, Kim. And again, lyrically, there's a change because a lot of the songs that he's most well known for, like Wichita Lineman, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, they're standard crafted pop songs that anyone could record. Not anyone could make them a hit like Glen Campbell did, but, you know, they were written by factory songwriters, essentially, who wrote hits. But this song is, like, deeply, you know, personal, and he's talking about having Alzheimer's. And when he was performing on that tour, I tried to get an interview with him. This is kind of an interesting aside. I tried to get an interview with him when he was on that 2014 farewell tour. And I spoke with his manager and his daughter, Ashley, because for a time they had been helping to facilitate interviews with him. And by the time I got a hold of his manager and daughter, he had kind of declined to the point where he couldn't really have a conversation. But interestingly, he could remember song lyrics. There wasn't much else, according to his manager and daughter, that he could remember at that point. But he was still remembering the song lyrics and playing well on stage. It's very interesting that even as this disease was kind of, you know, taking hold of him, that the music, I think the takeaway from this is that the music is immortal. And even in this incredible loss of, you know, memory and nerve connections and all of the damage that Alzheimer's causes, Glen Campbell was still connected with the music and still remembered those words.
Nikki D'Andrea is the executive editor at Times Media Group, talking about Glen Campbell, who passed away yesterday. Nikki, thanks a lot.
Thank you.